So today, this morning, we will be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Sri Adi Lila, chapter 13. And text we will read today, starting from 75, 76, 77, 78, and 79. So first I will read verses on the board which is written 79. First I will read other verses, then we'll come to repetition part. Text 75, translation. The expansion of Baldev, known as Samkarsan, in the original word, is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. Text 76. The gigantic universal form is called the Vishwarup, incarnation of Mahasamkarsan. Thus we don't find anything within this cosmic manifestation except the Lord Himself. 77. As the thread in the cloth spread both lengthwise and breadthwise, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists directly and indirectly within the everything we see in this cosmic manifestation. This is not very wonderful for Him. Little purport is also here in this. This is the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 15 and 30, verse 35, and text 78. Because Mahasamkarsan is the ingredient and efficient cause of the cosmic manifestation, he is present in every detail of it. Lord Chaitanya therefore called him his elder brother. The two brothers are known as Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world, but at the present moment they are Chaitanya and Nitai. Therefore the consciousness is that Nityananda Prabhu is the original Samkarsan Baladev. And then we will repeat. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, having gotten Vishwarup as their son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. Purport. There is a common saying in India that everyone goes to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he is in distress. But when a person is in an opulent position, he forgets God. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:16, this is confirmed. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritunarjuna arto jigyasu artharthi jnani cha bhartar sabhav. If backed by pious activities in the past, four kind of men, namely those who are distressed, those in need of money, those searching after knowledge, and those who are inquisitive, become interested in devotional service. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, were very unhappy because their 8 daughters had passed away. Now when they got Vishwarup as their son, certainly they become extremely happy. They knew that it was the grace of the Lord they knew that it was by the grace of the Lord that they were endowed with such happiness and opulence. Therefore, instead of forgetting the Lord, they become more and more adherent in rendering service to the lotus feet of the Govinda. When a common man becomes opulent, he forgets God. But the more opulent a devotee becomes by the grace of the Lord, the more he becomes attached to the service of the Lord. Putra paya dampati haila anandita man visese sevana kare Govinda charan. Here in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, basically description, advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described. But before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the 10th child of Sachi Mata. Before him, Mother Sachi gave birth to 8 female baby daughter, and one after another, 8 that died. And then at the 9 pregnancy of Sachi Mata, Vishwarup entered in her womb. Vishwarup. And after Vishwarup, as the 10th child of Sachi Mata and Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, appeared Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, description Krishnadas Kaviraj giving about Vishwarup. About who is the Vishwarup? Vishwarup is Balaram. In Krishna Lila, Dwapara Yuga, Krishna and Balaram, they appeared. And in this age of Kali, little more than 500 years ago, same Krishna Balaram appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishwarup, and same, their expansion of Vishwarup and Nityanand Prabhu were identical. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand. So here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that the actual position of Nityanand Prabhu or Vishwarup. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described that Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fountainhead of all incarnation. All incarnation emanates from Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Ete chans kalah punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. And then about Balaram, Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Balaram is the first expansion. His second body of Krishna is Balaram. The first expansion. Krishna expand himself. The first expansion is Balaram. Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described Ekai Swarup Dohe Bhin Matra Kaya. According to transcendental realization, both are the same. Ekai Swarup. There is no difference in potency. They are identical. Only difference in structure of body and color of body. Ekai Swarup Dohe Bhin Matra Kaya. Only difference, bhinnata, that is kaya, the body. Structure of the body and same times color of the body. Otherwise, Krishna and Balaram are Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Vishwarup and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are identical. There is no difference at all. So, Balaram is expansion of Krishna. Krishna expand, first expansion of Balaram is Krishna is Balaram. And then Balaram expands himself in order to assist Krishna. So Balaram's first expansion is Mahasamkarsan. That's Chaturvyuh, four personality. Samkarsan, Pradumna, Aniruddha and Vasudev. Yeah, four Chaturvyuh. Out of the four Chaturvyuh there. First, Balaram expanded himself as a Mahasamkarsan. And then Mahasamkarsan, Vasudevamkarsan. And after Mahasamkarsan, Mahasamkarsan expanded himself as a Karanodak Sai Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean, Karanodak Sai Vishnu. And expansion of Karanodak Sai Vishnu is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Garbhosi. And expansion of Garbhodak Sai Vishnu is Kshirodak Sai Vishnu, who lies in Kshir Sagar, an ocean of milk. And same time, that expansion is as a Paramatma, who resides in everyone heart. And then another expansion takes place from Kshirodak Sai Vishnu, there is Shesh. So altogether, Krishna, Balaram, expanded himself in different expansion. First expansion, Mahasamkarsan, Karanodak Sai Vishnu, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Kshirodak Sai Vishnu, and Sesna. So all these incarnations, expansion of Balaram, they are responsible for cosmic manifestation, material as well as spiritual. Everything expands, the whole srishti, creation, responsible for creation, sustenance, maintenance, with Balaram, these four, five incarnation, expansion. Out of that five, Balaram plus five, and out of those five on Sesna, the two person personally, they are assisting, helping, serving Krishna. And other expansion, they are responsible for creation, maintenance and annihilation. They are responsible. Krishna has nothing to do with the creation, annihilation and maintenance. Everything is done by Balaram, who is expansion of. But according to transcendental realization, there is no difference, not even slightest difference between Krishna and Balaram. Ekai swarup dohe bhin matra kai. So this is the position of Balaram. Or here we are talking about Viswarup, the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the description that Viswarup appeared as a ninth child of Mother Sachi. And after him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, took birth. And when Viswarup became young, still he was young, so one time, Jagannath Mishra, he arranged his marriage. Parents, he wanted that Viswarup should be married. And as soon as Viswarup came to know that my parents, my father, especially father, is going to arrange my marriage, immediately he left the house. Run away from house, did not inform anyone, went somewhere with a saintly person and Viswarup took sannyas. And after taking sannyas, his sannyas name was Sankararanya. This name was given as Viswarup become Sankararanya. And He was traveling in South India, some places, and eventually he came to Pandharpur in Maharashtra, very famous place, place of pilgrimage. Lord Vitthal resides there as a deity for. And Vishwarup entered in the Samadhi. Also description, he entered in the Samadhi in 1509. This is 2016, the 1509 Vishwarup entered in the Samadhi. And for your information, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in 1510. That was the year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Shankararanya, the elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he entered in the Samadhi. Samadhi area is there in Pandharpur. Vishwarup Samadhi is there in Pandharpur. So this is the position of Vishwarup. And many pastimes also describe. We know if we go through Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas at the age of 24, and accepting the order, agya of his mother, Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata advised him that he should, as a sannyasi, he should reside in Jagannathpuri. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to, after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to come to Vrindavan, reside in Vrindavan. But Mother Sachi requested him that he, instead of Vrindavan, he should stay in Jagannathpuri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, went to Jagannathpuri, and where he was residing for few months. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to South India. For when it see the places, visit the Tirtha there in South India. But same time, one thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always he was talking about, telling that I am going to South India because my brother Vishwarup has taken sannyas and he is in South India. By that time, it was known, well known, everyone is knowing that he has disappeared. Vishwarup has disappeared, but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the pretext of pretending that I am going to search my brother. I am going to South India. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, traveling very different places. One time, eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Pandharpur. Description in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Pandharpur. And he was taking darshan of Lord Vitthal Devi in temple. And then one Brahmin also came to take darshan of Lord Vitthal Devi in Pandharpur. And that Brahmin became very much attracted. The influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his body and mood, sannyasi. So that Brahman invited him. Beg Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please you are a sannyasi. My life would be successful. My whole existence, my family, my house will be purified if you come and accept lunch in my house. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ji ki. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation and he went to his house for lunch. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking lunch in the house of Brahman in Pandharpur, that Brahman informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, another sannyasi is also here. He is living. He is visiting Pandharpur. And he is staying in other Brahmana's house. And also he informed that he is disciples of Madhavendra Puri. This information that Brahman gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another sannyasi, his name is Rang Puri. This was name was Rang Puri sannyasi. He is also here in Pandharpur. So right after finishing his lunch, food, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Rangpuri. And then they become very much ecstatic. All the symptoms, transformation of love manifested in body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, transcendental form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well body of Sri Rangapuri. And for continuous, almost 1 week, 5 to 7 days, they talk about Krishna, about devotional service, Krishna Katha, together. Almost towards the end of 7th day, out of curiosity, he inquired, Madhavendra, Sri Rangapuri, inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is your birthplace, where you took birth? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that I am from Navadvip Mayapur. I appeared for 5-6 days. Rangpuri did not ask about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply they are Krishna Katha. But towards the seventh day, inquired about, out of curiosity, where you appeared, from which place you, where you took birth. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that Mayapur, Navadvip. Then immediately Rangpuri started to remember, oh, such a nice place. I have visited there. Once with my spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, I have seen your Mayapur, your village. I have visited, I stayed there for a few days there. And you know, there is such a great, highly elevated, staunch devotee of Lord Vishnu. You may be knowing one Jagannath Mishra, such a great personality. And not only Jagannath Mishra, about his wife, Sachi Mata. Still I can remember, recall her name, Sachi Mata. Oh, such an expert in cooking. She is like Jagat Janani, Jagan Mata, the mother of whole universe. So maternal affection can inundate the whole universe. He is like Lakshmi Devi, Jagan Mata, mother of whole universe, is Vatsalya. And about her cooking expertise, he cooks such a nice food for us. And even I can remember one thing. Mocha ghant. Mocha. One special type of curry made with vegetable, sabji made with flower of banana. She made there, and I can remember that taste. And when I remember that, about that taste, still waters come in my mouth. Such a great lady. Staunch devotee of Krishna, such a nice. But she has one regret. You may not be knowing, but she was very regret that her elder son, of course I could remember his name also, Bisur, he had taken sannyas, and she was crying like anything. I am talking about your birthplace. Such a, in your birthplace, there is such a glorious couple living there. And her son took sannyas in young age, and she was very in distress. And I also know further that her son took sannyas. His sannyas name was Shankararan. And it is very bad information that Shankararana came here, and 15.9, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting here, it was 15.13 or part of 14, that time. So, 5 years ago, that her son, Shankararana, entered in Samadhi. He was talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and towards the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that in my Purva Ashram, in my previous ashram, you are talking about the sannyasi. He was my own elder brother. One thing I heard, that time he has also informed, and not only in that family, they are very, very handsome, cute, very nice, attractive child was also there. His name was Bishwambhar. Very nice, such a cute, such a handsome, very nice sea goat. So she was also, jubilation was there because she got another very attractive, cute child, son, Bishwambhar. But both things was regretting for Vishwarup, but same time she was, mother was, she was submerged in the ocean of bliss, transcendental bliss, due to she got a child, Vishwarup. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, my dear sir, your holiness, Vishwarup you are talking about in my previous, the Sachi, yes, my, in my previous ashram, she was my mother, they were parents and Vishwarup Maju. You can very much again he remembers. So then I have seen you in the childhood. So in this particular purport, Prabhupada talks about, because Mother Sachi lost 7, 8 daughters and one and seven and then worshipped Lord Govinda. They worship Lord Govinda Krishna, and the mercy of Govinda, Mother Sachi got and the son Vishwarup. And as soon as she got the son Vishwarup, they become more jubilant, and their seva, their service was increased. So whole thing, because before they worship Govinda to get the child, son, and when they got the child, their service was increased. In this purpose, Prabhupada's talk in this purpose, this point only. Prabhupada talks about there is common saying in India that everyone goes to worship the Supreme Personality of God when he is in distress. Sukhme sumiran sav kare, na sorry, dukhme sumiran sav kare, sukhme kare na koi. When we are in distress, when we remember Krishna, and as soon as we are in jubilant, out of danger, immediately we forget Krishna. But this was not the case about Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. In general, people do this. When we are distressed, go to temple, pray to them. Once we are out of danger, out of distress, then we fall. But this was not actually the case of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Before, because they were distressed, they lost 8 daughters. Again, they worship. And then got the son, Vishwarup. And their service was increased in many fold. So this is the characteristics of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada has quoted a very celebrated verse of Chaitanya Bhasrimad Bhagavad Gita here. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukritun arjuna arto jigyasu artharthi jnani cha bhartarsav. 4 type of people worship me. Take shelter of me. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukritun arjuna. If they are backed by piety, if ordinary people get in distress, he doesn't take shelter of Krishna. But if he have done some, he has backed by some piety, punya, pious activity, then he is put in the dangerous situation, he takes shelter of Krishna. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janasu artho in distress jigyasu inquisitive, he want to know the mysteries of the cosmic manifestation, anything artho jigyasu artharthi. And there are some person, they are in need of money, earth, they also surrender to lotus feet of Krishna. And jnani means they know they are constitutional position of a living entity, that we are servant of Krishna. Krishna is our master. We must surrender to lotus feet. They are jnani. So all their though this is in beginning, it is not pure devotional service. Arto jigyas, or they have some motivation. They want some return from Krishna. For that reason, they surrender. But if they surrender by the influence of bhakti, devotional service, and especially when they come in touch with a pure devotee, their contamination, they become completely free from any contamination, and they take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. Shuddha bhakti, anya bhilashita sunyam, gyan karma dena vritam, anukullena Krishna anusilenam bhaktrutam. Uttam, they come up to death. So, however, in beginning, if they have some desire, material, still they take shelter of Krishna, by the influence of their bhakti service, and especially if they come in touch with some pure devotee, immediately their contamination is completely washed up. And the typical example we know, Dhruva Maharaj. In beginning, Dhruva Maharaj was not interested in bhakti, not devotional. But he was informed, he has great ambition to become the king. He wanted to hear of the king, his father. For that reason, he engaged in devotional service. Artharthi, he wanted the most opulent place, most opulent kingdom. For that reason, he started his devotional service. But once he engaged his senses in devotional service, his mind was completely purified. A very famous in Vedic literature about him, when Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, and it was well known that he was doing meditation, bhakti for wealth, opulence. He wanted most opulent place, opulent kingdom. When Lord appeared and Krishna appeared, Vishnu appeared, now you can take, I am completely satisfied with your austerity, your penance, your bhakti. Please ask any benediction I can give. In beginning, he has a strong desire to get kingdom, wealth, opulence. But he says, sthana bhilasi tab sishtutoyam. My dear Lord, I engage in austerity and devotional service. Sthana bhilasi, because I wanted the most opulent kingdom of this universe. Tapasi sthitoham. And tvam praptavan, but today I got you. Tvam praptavan deva mundra guhyam. Big yogi like Sanakadi, Shiv, Brahma, they are also trying life after time, but hardly they get your mercy. I am such a fortunate person. Though I have contaminated desire for wealth, material desire, my mind was full of material desire, but today I got you. Kacham vichinvan api divya ratnam. I came out from house. I engaged myself in the devotional service in order to, I was searching a useless broken piece of glass. This was my aim. But today I got you. Divya ratnam, touchstone. Chintamani. Swamin kritarthosmi, I am completely satisfied. Varam na ache. I don't, my dear Lord, I don't want anything from you. I got you, I pure devotional service. That is enough for, more than enough for me. I don't want anything from you. So here Prabhupada talks that once when we engage ourselves in devotional service, our existence will be completely purified by the influence of the service itself. So this was the case. Otherwise, in people in general, they have some motivation. Usually, this opulence, it is not very much conducive for devotional service. The famous prayer by Kunti Devi, people don't take shelter or something, they are very much disturbing, obstruction in the devotional service. And Mother Kunti talks about four things. Janmai Swarja Sruta Sribhi. Janm, if someone has taken birth in a highly elevated aristocratic family. Janm, great parentage. Janm, that is called birth. Nice birth. Birth in Brahmin family, elevated family, aristocratic family. Janm. And Aishwarj, opulence, great opulence, riches. Janmaishwarj, Srut, education. And Sri, personal attractive beauty. What these things are? Janm, Aishwarj, Srut, and Sri. Birth in aristocratic family, great opulence, nice education, and personal attractive beauty. By this edhamana madhapuma, our intoxication, our pride becomes increased. Edhamana madhapuma naivar arhati adhatu. That person who is intoxication has increased. They never uttered the name of Krishna with sincerity. Sometimes artificially they do something, render service, but with a due aspected sincerity, they don't take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. Because Tvam Akinchan Gocharam, Krishna is accessible. Akinchan, by Akinchan. Akinchan means all, means nothing. Kinchan means anything. One who doesn't possess anything materially, materially exhausted person, only that person can, Krishna is accessible, accessible, approachable for that person who has nothing in his possession, material. Tvam akinchan gocharam. Janmai swarja surta sribhi. So here in this case, they got such a opulence, such a nice son. But their mud, intoxication was not increased. Rather, they become very serious. Their service in the Govinda talks about Vishese Sevana Kare. Vishes. Previously, they were also doing. But now, with all sincerity, all seriousness and their command, they engage themselves in service of Krishna. So, the great fortune, the devotee, if the really pure devotee or Sukriti, if they get the pious, if the person is backed by some piety or pious activity, if they get something, opulence, they become more serious. They consider that this is a gift. I don't deserve for this opulence, but Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, has provided me. So they become more grateful, more inclined. They become more attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, and their service is increased. Otherwise, opulence generally, according to Mother Kunti, Janm, Aishwarj, Srut, and Sri. Janm means birth, opulence, education, and beauty. Nice, healthy, attractive beauty. This is not very much conducive for spiritual progress. Because Krishna is akinchan gochar. Gochar means only the akinchan person can see Krishna. Only akinchan person surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise. So in this case, of course, in this Prabhupada trying to point out like their position, Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, when they got this opulence, son, immediately their service, their sincerity, their bhakti was increased. Tvam akinchan gochar. So this is something about Vishwarup. Vishwarup. There is no difference, as we have earlier discussed that. Sarva avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Sarva avatari. Krishna is the fountain head of all incarnation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, repeatedly this fact is described. Ete chans kalah punsa Krishna stu Bhagavan swame. Indrari vyakulam lokam midayanti juge juge. Sarva avatari Krishna. Krishna is the fountain head, original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fountain head of all incarnation. And tahara dvitiya bapu, tahara dvitiya deha swayam baladam. And baladam is his second body. First expansion of Krishna is baladam. Ekai swarup dohe. Both are ekai swarup. Swarup taha. Original one. But still there is some difference. Hin matra kai. Kai means body. Structure of body. And of course color of body as well. And dress also different. Krishna puts yellow pitambar, yellowish garment, cloth. And Krishna bullish one. So this only this difference. Otherwise in potency, there is no difference. They are identical. Both are identical. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaram expands himself in different form. And he is, Balaram is responsible for whole cosmic manifest, material as well spiritual. What the manifestation is there, its maintenance, annihilation and sustenance, everything is done by Balaram. By his expansion, means Mahasamkarshan, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garvodakshai Vishnu, Chirodakshai Vishnu, and six. But out of this sixth form, Balaram, personality Balaram, the son of Rohini, and Sheshnag, looks like a snake, serpent, that both way they are, this is only serving, personal service, personal seva of Krishna. Balaram, only service of Balaram, personal seva. Creation and annihilation, everything, manifestation, it is done by Mahasamkarshan, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and Chirodakshai Vishnu. These four persons do this. And his one expansion also, Sheshnag, but not no. Sarvatyag kari kare, only duty to serve, personally service of Krishna, serving Krishna. So here I stop. You have any question or comment?